Sexton on the right side. Sexton into the lane. Float. Scores. Like Colin Sexton always knows when the Cavs need a bucket.
You're exactly right. It's instinctual.
There you have from yesterday's win over the Rockets, 101-90. Cavaliers now on a four-game winning streak. Tim Alcorn of the Cavs joins us, brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway Lorraine, and Route 58 in Amherst. That strange stat that the last time they've won four in a row was like 3 years ago, the 2017-2018 season. What does that really mean? I mean, things like would have happened since then, I guess.
Well, it goes to show you a couple of things. First of all, it's been a process to get back to this level. And then it also shows that, boy, J.B. Bickerstaff is doing a terrific job with this team. Keep in mind, this four-game winning streak follows a 10-game losing streak in which they were really getting beaten up. They weren't losing at the buzzer or, you know, 4, 6, 8-point games, anything like that. They were getting pounded, especially on that West Coast trip, but he kept this team together. So it's a very, very good sign.
Maybe they just want to tire out their opponents so the next time they play them, they'll have better legs for that, scoring that. Maybe that doesn't fly, I guess not. But it's interesting for a young team. Maybe they just are naive or, well, the next game, go on. They don't kind of dwell on everything that's happened. It's sort of a fresh start every day for them.
Absolutely. And again, that's coaches speak. It's a cliche, but it is very true. It's one game at a time. And no matter what happened in the last game, you put it behind you, win or lose, and you get ready for the next game. And that's been JB's mantra throughout the season. Listen, it's one game at a time. And boy, these youngsters, especially the last two games on the road, they've had to weather a couple of storms when the opponent made a comeback, and yet Sexton and Garland and Okoro, Dean Wade, they keep coming up with big plays.
So tell me about this. He busted his lip. When did this occur in the game? Because he said, I went out, they stitched it up, but I'm back in. It's like a fighter. What happened here?
Yeah, you know, we were, well, again, Jim and I call the game off the monitor when the Cavs are on the road. So as the second half started last night, I could see Colin was at the scorer's table. He was not on the floor. And so I alluded to that during the start of the third quarter, that it was Jetty Osman on the floor to start the third for the Cavs. And then shortly thereafter, we received word from the Cavs PR department that he had indeed gotten some stitches, had the minor surgery in the locker room, had ran a little long. And so Colin was about a minute or two late getting back to the floor and getting out on the floor for the second half. But boy, once he got out on the floor, he made it count, guys.
Tim, tell us a little more about this Dean Wade. How did he end up with the Cavaliers, and what's his bio?
Boy, it's a great story, Craig. Dean Wade was a two-way player last year for the Cavaliers, which means he's got a contract that he plays so many games at the NBA level, so many games at the G League level. And Dean Wade is a young man out of Kansas State that really, really works hard. Last year, of course, I was able to watch practices live and in person, and he would really get after it, and he impressed the coaches. But the Cavs had that logjam up front last year with Kevin Love and Jetty and Larry Nance, and they had guys in that front court. So Dean Wade saw a lot more time in Canton with the Charge than he did with the Cavaliers. And sometimes, you know, injuries are a two-way street. You feel horrible for the guys that are injured and you want them back, but it opens the door for somebody else. And that's exactly what's happened this year with Dean Wade. He has taken advantage of the opportunity to have playing time. And again, his work ethic has stayed the same, if not even increased. He just works at the game of basketball constantly. And then, of course, when the Cavs were so short on forwards, with everybody getting hurt and the like, that JB really didn't have any other choice but to start Dean Wade four games ago. And to Bruce's point, well, it's been good ever since. They're 4-0 with Dean Wade in that starting lineup.
And we got the Indiana Pacers up next. And then they also released kind of the schedule. So you have sort of a little bit of a break between the second half starting, right?
Yeah. Actually, to be honest with you, Bruce, it's a bit of a longer break than I had anticipated. The Indiana game tomorrow night will be the last game of the first half. And then The second half of the season doesn't get underway until a week from Friday. The Cavs will open up the second half of the season with three road games, and the first one will be on Friday, a week from Friday, at New Orleans. So it'll be a nice 9-day break for the Cavs. Now, obviously, they'll get back the middle of next week and start practicing again, but I think everybody needs to take a breath. Boy, they've condensed a lot of games into a short period of time, so it'll be good to re-energize a little bit.
When is any All-Star thing happening, and do we have any potential on our team for a
play? The All-Star game will be this Sunday, okay. And in essence, it is now a All-Star day. You know, it used to be the entire weekend with the up-and-comers challenge and the slam dunk and the three-point competition. Well, everything has really, again, I used the word condensed a couple of minutes ago. Again, everything has been condensed in Atlanta for the All-Star game on Sunday. So it'll all be on one day, and the dunk contest will be at halftime of the actual game and so forth. So the All-Star game will be Sunday at this point. Unless the Cavs get somebody, you know, in the Rising Stars game, you know, or one of the contests. Colin Sexton was really the one guy that the Cavs were pushing to make the All-Star team, and he came up shy on that.
Maybe they'll play some defense this week. You see any defense at all happening? Or, you know?
Well, they've changed the rule of the All-Star game, so to incorporate some defense into it, without getting too deep into the weeds, but basically, as you start the fourth quarter, there's a given point total for each team to achieve to win the game. And so, you know, let's hypothetically say it's 130. Well, as a team gets to 124, 126, you see the other team really start to dig in defensively to try to stop them from getting to that point total. So it's interesting. There's a couple other little tweaks that they've done, but they're trying to get it so that, yeah, the games aren't 175 to 163 or something like that.
So if they reach that 130, like that a mark, then they win? Is that how it,
yes.
it'll just stop? Yep. It'll end.
There you go.
It's a little kind of like a backyard.
There's a rule that they call that. I can't recall what it is right off the top of my head, but there's a rule that has a name to it. That they call that. But it does add a little bit of drama because the team, or both teams, know the total that they need to get to win the game. So it's an untimed fourth quarter. It's just play until you get to that total.
Fascinating. Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's good. That's better than my idea of making the hoop the size of the ones that they use at the
at the county fair,
at the amusement park.
Right, it's just a little smaller. It looks like it's okay, or it's a little oblong, something like that.
Right, and it's also rubberized, so that if you hit it, boing, the ball bounces about 3 feet into the air. So
behind the scenes, interesting. Good, Tim. We appreciate your time this morning. Anything else we got to talk about the Cavaliers? I guess over this time, is there any players moving or any movement like this taking place, or? Anybody hoping to come back?
Hopefully after the All-Star break, we'll see Kevin Love back. I know he's been working out, and he's been taking part in some basketball activities. So, as I mentioned, the second half of the season will start a week from Friday. So, boy, it'd be great to see Kevin Love back in the lineup. And as far as anything else is concerned, I'm like you guys. We'll have to wait and see.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Tim. Take care.
Alrighty. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Bruce.
Tim Alcorn joining us from the Cavaliers. It's brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway in Lorain, and on Route 58 in Amherst.